During this Holy Week, I've noticed something quite peculiar. Holy Week is a time when we focus our attention on Jesus and his journey towards the passion, his passion and death. Yet, did you notice on these past few days that there's an eerie focus on another character? It is very subtle, but when you see it, it becomes very clear. This person was there on Passion Sunday, Holy Monday, Holy Tuesday, and in today's Gospel. On Sunday, we heard in the Gospel of Luke how Jesus was betrayed by the kiss of this person. On Monday, we heard how this man was complaining about how the woman spent so much money on ointment when it could have been given to the poor, money that he desired to put in his own pocket. And yesterday, we hear about how Satan entered into this person right before he was about to betray Jesus. And finally, today we hear of his plan to betray our Lord for 30 silver coins. This man is Judas. So what is the significance of the silver coins and Judas? And what is the church trying to teach us during this Holy Week through our liturgy? The significance of the 30 coins can actually be found when we look to the book of Exodus. And it says this: if the ox gores a slave, male or female, the owner shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. Judas sold the King of Heaven for the price of a slave. In modern day terms, the modern day price for a slave now is around $90. The God who created us out of love was sold for $90. Yet the significance of this goes even deeper. If we look back to salvation history, we find that this pattern of betrayal and selling had actually already happened before. Do you know the story in the Old Testament of a man who was betrayed by his brothers and sold for money? Jacob had 12 sons, and one of his sons was Joseph. And Jacob sent Joseph to hang out with his brothers. But what did his brothers do to him? They wanted to kill him, but thankfully Reuben wanted to save him, and so he put him into a pit instead. But guess who sells him? Then Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites." And they sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Judah and Judas. Both of them betrayed their loved ones for silver coins. Both of them betrayed their loved ones for the price of a slave. But thankfully, the connections should not end there. Notice what happens to Joseph. He's captured and enslaved, yes, but then he's elevated to the right hand of Pharaoh, and he saves the whole world from famine by providing bread. Jesus is the one obedient unto death, death on a cross like a slave. But through his resurrection and ascension, he is elevated to the right hand of the Father as the King of Kings. And now he is providing the bread of life, which saves the entire world from eternal death. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is why the suffering servant in our first reading does not turn away from suffering, from those who would beat him, from those who would pluck his beard, from those who would spit in his face, because he knows this: I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The Lord God, my help. as we enter deeper into Holy Week, we must be reminded of the story that Jesus carried within his heart and the disposition of his heart. The Lord God is my help, and I shall not be put to shame. This is how he endured the betrayal by Judas, the denial by St. Peter, and even his brutal execution on the cross. I trust in God. So this week, as we enter more deeply into his passion, let us enter more deeply into his trust, so that when we endure our betrayals, our denials, and our sufferings, we can say with Jesus to the Father, I know I shall not be put to shame. The Lord God is my help.